Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn.
Birds bringing us back. That's right out of Ecclesiastes there, that song from the Wayback Machine, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you. Lots of information you can read, you can listen to, you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage, and we'll follow you home. If you find something you like, just take advantage of all the tools we have there to follow you home with it. And so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Celebrating Small Business Week with the U.S. Chamber. I'm broadcasting live from their summit, the Small Business Summit that they have every year. And I've been introducing you to, so far, five small business owners who are also members of their council, their Small Business Council. And our last guest, is Adam Witte. Adam is the founder and the CEO of Advantage Media Group, which is an organization that publishes information, and I've asked him to join us and tell us a little bit about what his company does. Adam Witte, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show, Adam. Looking forward to meeting you later today. Tell us a little bit about your company. What do you do?
Sure. Advantage Media Group is a media company. We have two main lines of business. One is book publishing, where we work with entrepreneurs and CEOs and business leaders to help them write and publish a book, and then to help them use that book to market, position, and grow themselves and their business. Mm-hmm. So if you know anything about publishing, Jim, which I know you do, right now you've kind of got two models of publishing. You have a traditional publishing company like Random House in New York City, mm-hmm. and then you've got self-publishing on the other side of the spectrum. And Advantage really sits right there in the middle. We're a hybrid between traditional publishing and self-publishing, bringing the best of both worlds together. And then our niche, our specialty is working with CEOs and entrepreneurs and business leaders to help them not only write and publish the book, but most importantly, to help them monetize the book, to help them get benefit from being an author.
Books serve a number of purposes for their authors. Sometimes it's just a credential. Sometimes it's to make a lot of money. Sometimes it's just to get it off their chest. You know, there are a lot of different reasons why somebody would write and then publish a book. And depending on, you know, if there are 10 reasons why somebody would write a book, only one of those fits the big publishing houses. The other nine don't fit. And
That's right. So
there's plenty of room for an organization like yours to step in the middle and to help someone who's got a book they want to write, who needs a little bit of help. They don't have all the answers. They know some of the answers. And they're willing to fund the thing themselves because they believe they either are willing to do it or they think they can turn it into a business model. And so you guys step in and you hold their hand, don't you?
That's exactly right. And the biggest thing there is that the authors that we work with, they know that the worst way to make money as an author is by selling copies of their book. But they know that they can get rich off of the book on what we call the invisible income streams.
Yeah.
So as you know, Jim, it's using your book to get publicity and get media. It's using your book to get speaking engagements. It's using mm-hmm. your book to give to prospects to be more influential in their minds, to build credibility for yourselves.
Right.
I wrote a book, Jim, titled 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. And any of your listeners, if they go to our website, which is advantagefamily.com, they can actually get a free copy of that book, and it'll give
all right.
them all kinds of different ways to benefit by being an author.
We like free stuff. Give us that website again one more time.
It's advantagefamily.com.
All right. So now I want to ask you, what do you think is the future of the traditional publishing industry?
Well, I think the traditional publishing industry has a lot of challenges, specifically for a couple of reasons. Number one,
it's already been decimated, hasn't it?
it really has. You look at the surge of electronic media and electronic books, and that's one factor. But the other thing that we're seeing is with technological advancement, there's something called, you know, the power of free. And there's so much content that 10 years ago you would have had to pay to get that's
right.
Now being given away for free. It's very hard for authors to be able to charge money for their content in their book.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a real compelling value proposition.
Right. And of course, the bookstores, the Main Street bookstores, whether they be the privates or even the big companies, they're having a hard time because people are buying a lot of their books online. They're buying digital books. And this is really affecting the publishing industry. And so, I'm concerned about where the book publishing industry is going to be 10 years from now. Are you?
Well, it's going to be dramatically different. I am worried and hopeful in the same breath. I'm worried in the sense that life as authors and publishers know it is changing drastically.
Yeah.
And technology is driving that change. And so you have a lot of people that are really excited about the change and are making adjustments now to take advantage of that. But in my opinion, if you look at most of the traditional publishing industry, their hands are very much buried in the sand. They're throwing their hands up. They're not excited about having to adapt to these changes. And
well, that's because,
cases,
because it doesn't fit their paradigm about how to publish books, and they're not making and they may not know how to make the shift. But they'll either make the shift or they won't survive, folks. And that's happening in a lot of industries right now. So if you're not in the publishing industry, folks, I would remember what I've told you. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. We'll be right back. When I come back, I'm going to ask Adam Witte, what's he excited about and what's he concerned about? Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.